just one possession. I would pick them from the garden to be mine. Sometimes, but when you feel like you need me, or you can call me, you see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Oh, baby. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. This is our Mother's Day show. In the background, you hear Mr. Ronnie Jordan at last. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to congratulate the mothers of the world. Just like you can have a bad mother, you can have a good father. Just like you can have a good father, you can have a bad mother. But today we're talking about the good mothers of the world, the ones that have given their all. The music that you heard before then was Ashanti, and she was singing about mothers. You also heard Wildflower. And ladies and gentlemen, these particular songs were picked for certain reasons, and we're going to get into those reasons as we progress through this Mother's Day celebration. And the last song that we listened to was I Always Love My Mama. That was cut in 1973. The message there is that you always are going to love your mother some kind of way. Good, bad, or indifferent. Life is something special to have. To have a mother to love you, to care for you, to repair you when you're sick, to uplift you when you're down, is a wonderful thing. We're going to tune in more to some Ronnie Jordan and just give you a little smooth transition as we talk about the mothers of the world. And the beat goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're talking about the mothers of the world, to all of the mothers that have sacrificed the years, the time, the patience to raise children. I can only say what I know about my mother, but I know so much about other mothers as well. I see the concern, the care, the love that engulfs them for their children, for humanity, for God. Now, I don't want this to sound too philosophical, because this is very simple. A mother's love is irreplaceable. The way that they do what they do is impeccable. And I say that just to say they really are special. So I'm going to talk a little about my mother, and then I am going to talk about my wife being a mother. Now, my mother's name is Virginia B. Scott, and she was really something gifted. She taught me so many things. I understood discipline, I understood care, and I understood her ways of life, her points of view. And they call that wisdom. I could bore you with some funny stories, but that's not what this is for. This is just to tell you that mothers, be it my mother, your mother, they all have a special quality that you feel that you are connected to forever and a day. Now, it's one story I'm going to talk about. When I was in elementary school and I did something bad, and I remember my mother coming up to the school, and she knew I was wrong, but she hugged me anyway. That's a mother's love in its essence. No matter what you did, that's still my baby. I'm reaching somebody out here. Because you know that we've all have done bad things. And then on the flip side of it, oh, they were at the celebrations for you, at the graduations, and Mama had to be there. No matter what the circumstances was, she showed up. Now, fathers, we're going to talk about that during Father's Day. Today, we're talking about mothers. This is King Scott Radio TV. We'll be right back.
Grandma Haynes left in church on Sunday morning. Grandma Haynes played a tambourine so well. Grandma Haynes used to issue so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to step back. Mama had to get it from somewhere. She most likely got it from Grandma. So we're going to shout out to all of the grandmothers, the ones that are here now today. so many grandmas have gone on to glory, but we know mama got it from somewhere, and mama got it from grandma. So all that you see, all that you feel, all that you've touched, all of the love that you felt, it was originated from grandma. And it goes backwards and backwards and backwards. Grandmas made a difference, because when they taught your mama, they taught them well. They taught them in such a way that you love mama so much because of what grandma did. So now, just to piggyback off of that, I know that my wife is an outstanding grandmother. And this is why I can come up with the concept of understanding grandma's love. And as she passes that on to her sons and daughters and the daughters' wives and all the above, it makes a difference. They love those grandkids so much. I see it in action right here today, and I'm proud to be associated with it. But when you're talking about mama, how mama fixed your hair, you know, when she brushed it and you were trying to hide your neck up under your back, somebody know what I'm talking about. When they laid the baby on the lap and brushed that hair out and got all the kinks out. Yes, I'm talking to somebody. I can tell you that all that takes place when mama gets a hold of you, when she hugs you, when she disciplines you, all that's a part of it. And that's why we have a Mother's Day. That's why we celebrate it the way that we do. I would think that every restaurant has mamas in there right now, because that's the kind of day it is. And as we celebrate it, we have smiles on our faces. For the older folk like myself, we think back of what mama did. For the younger folks that are mothers now, they think about what they're going through. And they say, how in the world am I going to make it through this? But you're going to make it. God put something in you. He stirred something around you. And prayerfully, what we have to do now is just say thank you for all the mamas. I thank my mother for being a mother to me, because I was a hard head. And a lot of us were hard heads. Go ahead and admit it. A lot of us was hard heads. And mama loved us anyway. She showed that with her actions, not her words. So as we get more into this particular show, we're going to be playing music to represent that kind of love. It may not always have the word mama in it, but I think you all are going to understand the sentiments. King Scott, RadioTV.com.
Darling, stay in my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, what that song was saying is when mama stands in your corner, oh, when mama stands there, you know, when you've messed up so bad that they threw you in jail, and when it's your time to get out, mama's right there waiting for you. That's what that means. That's what that says. Stay in my corner. And mothers do that very, very well. a son, a daughter can't do no wrong, even though they are sometimes wrong. Not just wrong, dead wrong. But a mama, she'll be right there for you. She'll forsake all others just for that reason. That's my baby. So I'm going to be there for them. We're going to take another musical break. I don't know what I'm going to come up with. I'm letting the Holy Spirit lead me through this. I just know that there's songs that talk about a mother's love, and it gives it the right characteristics. It may not be the words, but the sentiment, the feeling is there. King Scott, RadioTV.com.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home,
like home.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've asked you to think about the songs that were played, though they didn't necessarily say mother, but the sentiment was there. Stephanie Mills said home. Well, you know, when you come to mama's house and the love is there, the memories are there, even though some changes have been made, it's still that love because the person is there. Mama is there. So this gives me an opportunity to talk a little bit about my wife's family. She has four kids. Now, I'm not going to get them in correct order. I just know everyone's name. There's Brandon, there's Redia, there's Ryan, and there's Trenton. And the way that they love their mother, you have no idea when someone sits in the background and sees that kind of affection. You see the phone calls come in. You hear the "I miss you." It's goldenly special. I get to witness that. No one can feel that the way that I do, because I get to observe it, and then I can analyze it. And I'm like, wow, it's really something special. That audience of one, when you see how a mother can be loved and cherished, it's like you're on cloud nine and you're just sitting down and you're wondering, that sure must feel good. So as my wife, Carrie Dees Scott, and her four kids, and as I see them constantly, consistently show love, and then you blend in the grandkids, and you see all that happens within the dynamics, and you get to be a visitor in the feelings of the moment. It can't even have a description because it's so pure. It's like when you try to eat honey, you can only eat so much of it because it's that sweet. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is that sweet. So to Carrie D. Scott, happy Mother's Day. And this broadcast is going to end on this note, because in my heart, she's one of the best mothers I've ever seen. God bless all of you. KingScottRadioTV.com.